AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. There are new evacuations ordered near Fort Worth, Texas. The flooded Brazos River is expected to top its banks tonight. Parker County officials are telling residents to be out by 8 p.m. Federal help is on the way, says President Obama.
We have FEMA personnel already on the ground. They are coordinating with Texas Emergency Management Authorities.
12 people are still missing in Texas. NOAA has released its hurricane forecast for the upcoming season. 6 to 11 named storms are predicted. It's a little lighter, that is, than average. Investigators for the Internal Revenue Service say they believe the identity thieves who stole personal tax information are part of a criminal network based in Russia. The data breach affecting 200,000 accounts is part of a scheme to claim fraudulent tax refunds. AP correspondent Stephen Olemacher has details.
All 200,000 people will be notified, and the IRS says that they are going to provide a credit watch service for the 100,000 people whose information was actually accessed.
The former vice president of FIFA has surrendered to police in Trinidad. Jack Warner is one of 14 people indicted in the U.S. on corruption charges involving international soccer's governing body. Warner has proclaimed his innocence. Another Republican candidate has entered the field for president. Rick Santorum's the former senator from Pennsylvania.
Today is the day. Today is the day we are going to begin to fight back.
He says America doesn't need another president who is tied to big business. Have you ever considered genetic testing for risk of disease? A new study by a group of researchers says the science is not perfect. Flaws have been detected. They say be very careful where you have the testing done. Wall Street, the Dow up 121 points. This is AP Radio News. People who are worried about having HIV/AIDS should be tested and treated ASAP. A major study found that delaying treatment after being diagnosed is detrimental. Dr. Anthony Fauci at the National Institutes of Health says study participants who started the anti-AIDS drugs early while their immune systems were still strong remained far healthier over the next 3 years than those who delayed.
There was at least a portion of the people who were hesitant because they said, we really don't have any definitive proof, A, that this is beneficial, and B, that it's not harmful. And I think those two important questions are answered now.
The Obama administration's moving to protect the nation's drinking water with rules that clarify which streams, tributaries, and wetlands are protected under the Clean Water Act. Two Supreme Court rulings had left the reach of the law somewhat uncertain. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.